This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
If you're one of the more than 12 million people who need to file a tax return for the 2023 to 2024 tax year, you might be thinking about your self-assessment. Well, the countdown clock has begun and HM Revenue and Customs are reminding us that there are now fewer than 100 days to go to file and pay your self-assessment tax return before the January the 31st deadline. Joining me now to explain more about the help available are Simon and Ruth from HMRC. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's start at the beginning, Simon. What is self-assessment?
So self-assessment is the system that we use to collect tax on your income that hasn't been taxed at source. So people are usually taxed automatically through their pay from their employer, if your pay as you earn. But if you're self-employed as a contractor or freelancer, or if you haven't been automatically taxed, for instance, when you rent out property, then you'll need to complete a self-assessment tax return. And it applies to around about 12 million people. And we're just reminding you that, you know, there's not long to go. So the 31st of January 2025 is the deadline to get it in and pay what tax you owe.
And why do people want to get it done? What are the benefits to doing it early?
So there are several benefits to getting it early. Now, I can't say that when I was a self-employed radio presenter many years ago that I was the first to file it at the start of the tax year, but I always tried to get it done around summer because I just felt like it was that piece of homework that I like to get it done and feel organised. I know many people choose to leave it to last minute. I think it's just one of those life admin things, but the earlier you do it, the easier it makes it for yourself and for your life, and you'll feel organised. So the key benefits are that planning, you'll find out what you owe for the tax year as soon as you've filed it, so you can plan your finances around that. Budgeting, you can spread the cost of your tax bill with weekly or monthly payments using HMRC's budget payment plan on gov.uk. You can also check if you're due a refund, which I think might be some people's favourite part, and you can check that in the HMRC app. Once you've filed, you'll see if you're due a refund. And you can also access loads of help. So the earlier you file, the more time you've got to have a look on gov.uk, check for any information that you might need, that sort of thing. So those are some of the key benefits to filing your self-assessment early.
And Simon, you've always got some great statistics for us. Do we know how many people have filed their self-assessment already?
Well, we know that the majority of people do file by the 31st of January. They get them in on time. A lot of people file through Christmas and New Year. Would you believe that? There are several thousand who spend Christmas and New Year doing their tax return. As long as you get it in on time by the 31st of January is the main thing. There are some people who file on the very first day of the tax year, which I always find really, really impressive that people are that organised. But the key thing is remembering to get it in on time and pay what you owe by the 31st of January. The earlier you do it, the more organised you'll feel.
Well, Ruth, how do we go about filing a self-assessment?
So the quickest and easiest way to file is to visit gov.uk, and all of the guidance and support you need is available there. And the gov.uk website will link you through to the self-assessment tax return. If you haven't done a self-assessment before, you will need to register. So that's another reason why we're drawing people's attention to the 100 days, because there is a process that you'd need to go online to check that you need to do a tax return, first of all. I mean, if you're in the self-assessment system, you probably know that. But if there's been a change in your circumstances, you're receiving a different type of income, maybe that means that you now need to come into self-assessment, you would need to register for the first time. And again, you can do that through the gov.uk website. Similarly, if you've not had to do one for a few years, but you did do one in the past, you would need to reactivate the account. So that would be your starting point. When you register, you'll then be sent your UTR, your unique tax reference number, which is a bit like the national insurance number we all have that's specific to self-assessment. And then you can go online and complete the tax return. Now, I guess the thing to flag that will be especially relevant to the listeners of RNIB Connect is the accessibility features within the website. Gov.uk website are striving for all of their services to be accessible. Over 60% of them are now accessible, and they're aiming to get 75% of them accessible by next year. So progressing really well with that. certainly the self-assessment side of the system, which I can certainly speak about both as somebody who works for HMRC and somebody who also has to file a tax return, is really brilliant accessibility-wise. They've built in lots of little help windows that are integrated within the core fabric of the page, because I think that's really important when you're using a screen reader, is that you can find out where you are. You don't have to navigate away from the page to get the help and the guidance that you need to be able to fill that in. So all of that is there. But saying that, as much as we prefer people to use the online services because they're much quicker for our customers and easier and efficient to use, if you do have any accessibility issues, again, it's good to start thinking about the filing process ahead of time. And then you can contact us via the helpline or indeed via web chat if you do need a bit of extra support or you need any of the guidance available in an alternative format to help you complete the tax return. And we can provide that for you over the phone or indeed in Braille, large print, audio, CD, etc. If you get in touch with us, we'll be happy to help with that.
And you mentioned support available over the phone. Simon, what are some of the most common reasons why people might call the helpline?
Often people call the helpline with queries that can really quickly and easily be dealt with online. You can find the answers, of course, at your own leisure, 24/7. I know that I've gone on my phone and looked for help and advice while cooking the tea, because you're just waiting for the pasta to boil, that sort of thing. The most common calls and the most common reasons we currently have for calling the helpline are, first off, people who feel they no longer need to complete a self-assessment tax return. Well, you can tell HMRC that very easily by going onto gov.uk and searching if you no longer need to send a tax return. The second most popular call we receive is that people need to register for self-assessment. And as Ruth just said, you can go on gov.uk and search check how to register for self-assessment to do that bit. The third most common call we receive is, can you tell me if I still have to complete a tax return? And again, gov.uk, search check if you need to send a self-assessment tax return. In at number four is, what's happening with my self-assessment registration? And if you go to gov.uk and you search check when you can expect a reply from HMRC, it'll ask you a couple of questions and the tool will tell you when you're going to hear from us. And in at number five, the fifth most common reason why people give us a call is to ask, what's happening with my self-assessment repayment? And again, the same process I've just mentioned, go to gov.uk and search check when you can expect a reply from HMRC, and that'll tell you when you can expect to hear from us about a query or a request that you've made.
Well, Ruth, any final tips for people filing a self-assessment?
I think the key thing is to be prepared. I know that it's something that people can maybe put on the back burner a little bit, and you know, we're getting to that busy time of year. I don't know if I should be mentioning the C word or the Christmas word this early, but it is getting ever closer. And I don't know if I should admit this on live radio, but I haven't done my tax return yet. Don't tell anyone. I know. I've just come back from a long holiday though, so I'm a little bit behind on my life admin. But in all seriousness, I think preparation is key. So have all of your information to hand. Have a look at the system beforehand, because again, thinking about those of us that do use screen readers, that use magnification software, everything takes a little bit longer, even when it's the most accessible system. It's just a fact of what we have to navigate. So by getting prepared ahead of time, having a look at the portal, you'll understand how it works. If there are any particular challenges to you, you can let us know at the earliest opportunity if you need any help and support, so that we can factor all of that in. So preparation is key. Get all your information to hand, have a look at the system beforehand, and get in touch with us at the earliest opportunity if you need any support. We'll be happy to help.
Good luck to everyone completing their self-assessment this year. Remember, that deadline is January the 31st. But for now, Simon and Ruth from HMRC, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.